Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is awesome. It is great to be here. It is an absolutely beautiful day. We're meeting listeners. We're meeting people from my hometown in Tampa, Florida that are visiting. Some people are disagreeing with me. I haven't gotten beaten up yet. Thus far, things are going very, very well.
We're not going to help you either.
You're not. I have no help from my producer here. No. He looks like he could be a bodyguard, but he offers no help when I get myself
There's
in trouble.
There's a reason why I'm sitting this far away from you.
There you go. We're having some fun over here for the next couple of hours here, rolling until 4 p.m. here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. You know, we call ourselves the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate. What does that mean? That means we get to your participation through as many different mediums as possible. The phone lines are there for you. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line, the health there text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and then there you go. Shoot your text over. You can also text us, tweet us during the show at ESPN Upstate. My Twitter is at Mark Ryan on air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air. Lonzo's at Lonzo on word. And you can also email us, which many of you are doing, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. You know, as mentioned, we met one of our listeners, Carrie Morgan, is out here to say hello and to hang out with us here today. We've got the patio is filling up out here. It's really nice on a beautiful day. And Perry wanted me to know that he is rocking his South Carolina hat today because he heard me say that South Carolina fans are hiding in plain sight, that they don't wear their gear, that they don't represent. And my man Kerry is rocking his South Carolina gear today when almost no one else is. Man, you lose the Palmetto rivalry, no South Carolina fan wants to be seen, right? No South Carolina fan wants to be seen. And, oh, by the way, he's now showing me that he has the South Carolina wallet going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is congratulations. There is one fan in the upstate who is not afraid to say that he supports the Garnet and Black. By the way, Casey Helderman, frequent tweeter of the show, chimes in defending Clemson. Two things about Clemson's low NIT attendance, she says. Clemson had a baseball game that day, and it's spring break at Clemson. Casey, what kind of package do you use to contain your excuses here for Clemson's attendance? What kind of package do you use? Are we talking a backpack? What are we talking about? Where do you keep all these excuses?
It's something bigger than that.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a U-Haul.
It's a U-Haul for all the excuses?
Yes.
A backpack won't hold them all?
No.
Is that what you're saying, Lonzo? Is that where you're going? Okay. A lot of people chiming in here on the show. Andrew Ullery says Spartanburg is heavy Gamecocks fans. The further you get from Clemson, the higher percentage of South Carolina fans. That would seem to make a whole heck of a lot of sense, right? That would seem to make a lot of sense. So that is coming in. Andrew Ullery tweets in that in the Keith Law versus Mark Ryan, Mike Trout debate, in which I'm saying the Angels made a bad deal and Keith Law is saying I'm an idiot, Andrew Ullery is on Team Mark. I really, really appreciate that. Also want to remind you guys that here at Wings Etc. in Spartanburg, you can enjoy the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. The Rise Guys P1 Pilsner is on tap right here. Can't wait to try one of those. Not during the show, Lonzo, don't worry. But after the show today, I'm looking forward to trying that and checking that out. Need to remind you guys that we are doing, if you haven't signed up already, what are you waiting for, ladies and gentlemen? The only bracket you need to fill out is the bracket at ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo, I don't understand all these multiple brackets people, where they have different brackets for different tournaments. You know who you think are going to win the games. Have one bracket for all of the different tournaments that you do, but sign up for ours first. Ladies and gentlemen, you get to compete against me. You get to compete against Straight Up with Sturge. We've got credit. We got Visa gift cards. We have Dave and Buster's gift cards. We have Weird Al Yankovic tickets. There's a ton of fun things going on. It's brought to you by V's Barbershop, and you get to it simply by going to ESPNUpstate.com and filling out your bracket. Do it now. Thank me later. You will be very, very, very glad that you did. So the tease to this segment was as follows. We say we love it, but is it really possible? And if I'm honest with you, I don't know that it is. And of course, I'm talking about Cinderellas in March Madness. We say we love Cinderellas because that's part of what we say makes March Madness great, right? The Cinderella run, George Mason, VCU making runs to the Final Four as 11 and 12 seeds. We say we absolutely love that, but is that really possible? You know what the numbers say on this, ladies and gentlemen? You know what the numbers say about Cinderellas in March Madness? The numbers say, the ratings say that you don't like it very much. The numbers say that you want to see Duke against Michigan State, that you want to see Duke against Kentucky, that you want to see Virginia against North Carolina. The ratings for those games are higher. We all say we love the media darling, but we also really love what is just and right and fair and earned, and there's something about us that just doesn't believe that Old Dominion is supposed to be in the Final Four. We don't believe that Georgia State and Abilene Christian are supposed to be in the Final Four. Guess what the ratings were last year for Loyola of Chicago making it to the Final Four? Lower than any of the other Final Four teams. Lonzo, we say we love it. So what gives?
I don't love it. I like watching the big, because the better athletes go to the bigger schools. Now, if this was baseball, that's totally different. But it's not. It's basketball. And, you know, the ones who aren't in the NBA yet, the one and dones are going to be at the bigger schools, like Duke, like Kentucky. I want to see those guys play because I'm going to be watching them play next year in the NBA. And the smaller schools, I mean, that's great, but they're not going to win. You know, and unless you went to the school and you're rooting for your school, they're not going to win.
So what you're saying is basically it's akin to a political candidate not being electable, right?
Right.
So
exactly.
You're not going to waste your vote because he's not going to win anyway, right?
Yeah, you may like the guy. You may have some points that you're into. He may be just like you, but you know that he's not going to win. So you're going to put your money behind the guy who is going to win.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here is my confession to you right now. As we are one day away, one day from right now, Lonzo, we will be watching real tournament games. Incredible. Okay, here's my confession to you. My policy when I fill out my bracket every single year is as follows. Here's my policy. I don't think about it. I don't analyze each game. I've watched enough college basketball over the course of the year as a college basketball fan to have an idea about star players and relative strength of teams and so on and so forth. So when I pick my bracket, I just go right down the list and who's better, and in 10 minutes my bracket is done. And here is the confession that I have to make to you right now. There is not one Cinderella even in my Sweet 16 this year, and I feel horrible about it. In the East, I have Duke meeting Virginia Tech, LSU against Michigan State. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. In the West, I have Gonzaga meeting Florida State. I have Texas Tech against Michigan. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. In the South, I have Virginia against Kansas State, Purdue against Tennessee. I have 1, 5, 2, 3. And then in the Midwest, I have North Carolina against Auburn and Houston against Kentucky. I have 1, 5, 2, 3 in my Sweet 16. And I hear what you're saying. You suck, Mark Ryan. That's a boring bracket, right? I do make some predictions. I do make some surprise picks after the Sweet 16. But I just feel strongly about the best 16 teams in the country this year, to the point that I don't see any UC Irvines in them. Look, I picked Belmont to beat Temple last night. I'm picking Belmont to beat Maryland. Therefore, I have Belmont winning two tournament games. But in the round of 32, I have them losing to LSU. They don't have the athletes that LSU does, even if half of LSU's athletes should be ineligible. They just don't have the athletes. They just don't have the players to do so. I've got St. Mary's advancing over Villanova in the first round. St. Mary's upset Gonzaga in the conference tournament there. And I don't think they get by Purdue. I don't know. I mean, Lonzo, should there be a rule that I have to pick one Cinderella here? Or am I okay going with almost a chalk Sweet 16?
I have no problem with the chalk Sweet 16. I don't know why people feel like they have to pick a Cinderella. It's like you're guilted into it. It's like everyone, if you watch all the national guys doing stuff, like your Gullick and Wingos and those guys, who's going to be your Cinderella? Who cares? I want to pick the winners, and I don't believe a Cinderella is going to win. So, no, I don't think you need to, and I don't think you need to be upset about not doing it.
Really? Okay. So, I mean, I'm Patrick, what do you think back in the network studios here? Should my bracket have to contain one Cinderella? Does your bracket contain one Cinderella?
I don't think I have anybody going past the Sweet 16. It's a weird thing because I think the only team I have that's in the Sweet 16 is an Oregon. You know, a team like that. A team that I saw make a good run, you know, in their conference tournament, maybe showed a little bit more heart than I thought that they had, and I put them in there. I don't necessarily have a lot of Cinderellas moving past that point. I don't think if anybody does, it's no fault to them. I just don't see a liable thing to pick a Cinderella in this one. I understand why people do it because it gives them something, excitement. It gives them
something to cheer for. And Patrick, they get to be the smartest person
exactly.
at work, right?
Exactly. Right? Plus, it gives them an opportunity to watch those games maybe with a little bit more intent and a little bit more focus now because they're like, oh, I don't care about this game, but I picked the underdog in this one, so hopefully we win on this one, so that way I'm the right one.
Exactly.
So question, if yes. Wofford wins a couple
Wofford's
games.
Wofford's a Cinderella.
Is Wofford a Cinderella?
Yes, absolutely.
Even as dominant as they've been this entire year.
As a seven seed, you can be a Cinderella as a seven seed. It's about the size of the school.
Okay.
Wofford is a Cinderella size.
I'll say this. They'll be a Cinderella to everyone else in the country, but for the state of South Carolina, not a lot of people will be surprised.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, there's something Clemson fans are doing that they should be embarrassed about, plus the principal issue as to what's ailing baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on location at Wings, etc. You know, I've got to say something about you guys, and I've got to thank you guys for something. This is my fourth remote that I've had. We've had one in Asheville, two in Spartanburg, and one in Greenville. And at every single remote that we've been out on, there have been listeners of our show on our station that have come out to say hello, and that means the world to me. That means the world. Having hosted in Tampa and Orlando and Pensacola, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia, and Houston, Texas, I can tell you that doesn't happen every time you go out. So thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming out. And enjoying the show out here with us today, this afternoon. It is great to be here. Make sure you sign up for our bracket challenge. During the break, I was meeting a listener, Johnny, who wanted to let me know that he wears his South Carolina Gamecocks gear year-round. And he said, Lonzo, that he actually has a hat that says ABC, anyone but Clemson.
I got to get me one of those.
Anyone but Clemson hats. He's rocking the anyone but Clemson hat. And I think you've got to respect that, right? I think you've got to respect the ABC anyone but Clemson hat. If you call yourself a Clemson fan, would you mind if I picked up one of those hats for you? Anyone but Clemson, would that be okay? Would that be all right with you guys? If you call yourself a Clemson fan, would that endear me to your hearts? Would that be all right?
You think Sturge would wear one of those?
No, I don't think Sturge would wear one.
I don't think he would either.
Yeah, ABC, anyone but Clemson. We had a listener with that hat come out here. Absolutely, positively tremendous. So anyway, I've got to be critical of some Clemson fans for something here, okay? It's time, Clemson fans, it's time that you face the music about something. I have heard from multiple accounts, from multiple people, that there are a significant number of Clemson fans, numbering in the thousands, okay, that abandon their own basketball team and cheer for Duke. I have been told there are thousands of Clemson fans that abandon Clemson basketball, and because they like college basketball and their perception is we don't really have a team, they pull for Duke. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Judge Wapner of the People's Court, and I declare you guilty as charged. Each and every one of you doing that, I pronounce you guilty as charged. If your team, and Clemson fans, if you're listening right now, is that true? Is there a I'm not asking if it's the case for you personally. I'm asking, do you know of a significant number of Clemson fans who cheer for Duke, who cheer for Duke? Yes. He. Listen, we've got a UNC fan out here who knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Okay. That's the easy out. Zion's from Spartanburg, so they're rooting for Zion.
What kind of container are you storing all those excuses in? Well, I mean, what size container do you have for all those? Okay, I'm just curious. What I mean, yes. So here's the thing. We've got multiple fans out here on location here. I know you guys on listening live can't hear them, but they're saying multiple people out here are telling me that there is a significant percentage of Clemson fans, Clemson football fans, that abandon the basketball team and cheer for Duke. If that is true, Clemson Nation, that is one of the weakest things that I've ever heard. You ride or die with your team, man. We've got a UNC fan here behind me. He doesn't get to pick another college team because UNC sucks at football. He hopes that one year they're good at football, right? You don't get to pick another team from South Carolina. You don't get to pick that Kerry Morgan who's out here as a listener. You ride or die with South Carolina throughout the year, right? That's what you do. That's what you do. So imagine how taken aback I am when I hear that there are thousands of Clemson fans that abandon their program to cheer on Duke. I have heard some BS in my day, but ladies and gentlemen, this takes the cake. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. I'm going to ask you, Clemson fans, is there something to this? I mean, do you know of a group of Clemson fans or of individual Clemson fans that cheer for Duke in college basketball because you don't have much of a college basketball program of your own? Do you happen to know of that? Do you happen to know of that at all? Right. So, it's really, really interesting, and it's interesting to consider. And I'll tell you what, I think that's shameful. If you are a Clemson fan cheering for another basketball team, you're cheating on your team. And, we need to get the TV show Cheaters out here with the cameras to bust you guys in the act here, okay? Because you're only allowed a monogamous relationship with your college team.
See, I don't agree with you at all. I think you can root for as many teams as you want. I don't get
– no.
Who are you and people like you, elitist – to say you can only root for one team. That's just ridiculous. It's just crazy.
My name's Mark Ryan, and I approve this message, Lonzo. You can only root for one team. You can only don one team. Listen,
America, man. We're not in Russia. I can root for whoever I want to
If you want to be a sports polygamist, go live in Utah, okay? Go live in Utah. But anywhere else, you get one team, and you support one team. All right, and that is the only choice that you have, is to support one team. All right? All right, so here we go. We have Summer who joins us on the line now. Summer, thanks so much for the call. Summer, you're offsides. Go ahead.
I agree with you in terms of we have one team. I'm a Clemson fan. I hate that their basketball team stinks, but I will admit that I'm rooting for Wofford. I think if you're rooting for the underdog, you can root for them. You know, they're nobody, not a nobody team. I hate saying that because they're obviously someone. They're in the NCAA
Ouch.
Tournament, but
Ouch.
You know what I mean.
Okay, Summer is calling into the show, and Summer is saying, and we're going to ask our live studio audience here, okay? Summer is saying that you can, that she is rooting for Wofford, and because Wofford is a little guy, can we get a show of hands here? Is it okay for a Clemson fan to root for Wofford in the NCAA tournament? By a show of hands, say yes, or keep your hands down if you're no. Okay, so we have you two? Okay, so Summer, I'll tell you what, Summer, unanimously, everybody here has said you as a Clemson fan can root for Wofford in the NCAA tournament. How does that feel?
It feels great, but you know what? I'm not surprised because, you know, I think everyone's rooting for the little guy, Wofford. We have faith in our team that's local. So
Summer, what's up with all these Clemson fans hopping on the Duke bandwagon, though?
Oh, I don't agree with that. I don't know anything about it because, you know, most of the people I know that are Clemson fans are rooting for Wofford. I think that's, like you said, they're jumping on a bandwagon, the team that has a high chance at winning the tournament, and they want to look good, and I don't buy into the Zion crap, you know. Yes, he's from Spartanburg. I wish nothing but the best for him. I'm glad his knee wasn't torn up on that play. But I'm still rooting for Wofford, and I'd love to see Wofford take Duke down. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I didn't put them as winning my bracket, but I didn't
well,
have,
they'd have to. They'd have to get by Kentucky first. Summer, thank you so much for the phone call. So good to hear from you. So glad to hear from you. And then, of course, you know, Clemson basketball coach Brad Brownell, maybe this is why all the Clemson basketball fans are jumping ship to Duke, because when Brad Brownell is asked, why aren't you in the tournament, he's saying something like this.
Tough time of year for players. We're on spring break, so there's really nobody around, and, you know, certainly a little disappointment with not making the NCAA tournament, not finishing the job to get there, but, you know, hopefully our guys are going to bounce back and be excited. The NIT is a prestigious tournament, obviously, with a tremendous history, and you still have to have a really good season to play in this. Obviously, there's only, you know, NC State was, you know, left out also, so only two of the teams in our league were able to make it. And it's, you know, you got to be one of probably top 60, 65 teams in terms of at large to have a chance to play in this tournament. So it's really something that I hope our guys will approach the right way and play with enthusiasm and energy, and certainly hope we get a few folks in the gym to help us.
All right, we keep it rolling, and Penny is on the line. We have a ladies first policy here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. All the ladies go right to the front of the line. We know you guys are on hold. We know you want to get in, but Penny is up next. Penny, defend your Clemson faithful. Why are thousands of you jumping ship to cheer on Duke or another team?
Okay. First of all, I don't agree with you. And it's most of the time I do. But if your team, if they have not made it to the tournament, you can pull for another team.
No, so, you cannot.
Like, oh, yes, you can. Listen to me.
No, you cannot.
No. My turn to speak. But if you have two teams going to the college playoffs, football, are you telling me if your team's not in there, you can't pick a team to pull for? Or Super Bowl, your team didn't make it. Are you telling me I can't pull for another team because my team didn't make it?
Is it my turn to talk now? I'm just saying.
It's your turn now.
I'm just going, okay. Thank you, Penny. I appreciate it. Okay, so Penny, when in the college football playoff, if my team is not in the college football playoff, I watch as an interested observer. Okay, I am not a fan of any of those teams. But what I've heard through the grapevine, and we have a UNC fan here in attendance, I have heard that you drop Clemson and pick up UNC in the tournament, and I have a UNC fan here that is saying that is total. Cameron is saying this is totally unacceptable. Is that right, Cameron? You are not allowed to pick up UNC as a team if you're a Clemson fan. Penny, he doesn't want you. They don't want you.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I can say I can watch it, but you're not going to see me in UNC or any other any other team gear on. But I could say, hey, I'm pulling for that team, but I'm not wearing their gear.
Not really. Here's what you can do. You can be sad that Clemson didn't make it, okay? You can attach yourself to an underdog story, and you can root for Cinderella. But if you're a – you cannot root for UNC if you're a Clemson fan. Penny, this is in danger. This puts you in danger of losing your fan card here, Penny, okay? I just want to make you very aware of this, Penny. You don't want to go down that road, Penny, okay?
No, I really don't watch basketball, but I do pull for the underdogs. But I was, like, wait a minute, you can pull for whoever if your team's not in there.
Subscribe to Lonzo's theory on sports polygamy, and I think both of you need to go live in Utah, personally. Okay? Because that's where that's okay. All right? That's where that's okay.
All right.
Penny, you know I love you. It was awesome to meet you on Friday at Dave & Buster's in Greenville. So thank you so much. You and your daughter were absolutely lovely to meet. Thank you so much for coming out.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too. All right. We keep it rolling, and Bob is up next. Bob, thanks so much for the call. Defend the Clemson honor here, Bob.
Listen, I can't.
You can't defend him. Okay.
No.
There's no defense for this nonsense.
Well, let me tell you, mine's kind of different. It's a little weird. It's like when football season comes, in the first of the year, all the fans go, all right, we're going to make it again all the way to the championship this year. But when basketball starts, Duke and North Carolina, we're going all the way again. And basketball fans at Clemson are like, I wonder if we can win, 50% of the conference games. It's been that way all my life. So if Clemson were playing North Carolina, I would be pulling for Clemson, but Clemson can't beat North Carolina in the history of school. They've never beat them in Chapel Hill.
They can't beat them.
So I look at it like this. It's the best of two evils. I despise Duke, so I got to pull for somebody to beat them, and it ain't going to be Clemson. So I pull for North Carolina mostly just to beat Duke.
Yeah, I you can root against Duke. You can root against Duke, but you cannot root for North Carolina. Bob, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate it. We keep it rolling here on the show. We're live. Mark and Lonzo here on Offsides. We're live on location at Wings, etc. in Boiling Springs on just an absolutely beautiful day. I got to tell you guys, I'm having so much fun out here today. Your presence out here makes this more fun for me. And I thank you for that. Okay? There's something about this guy that is not as fun as being with all of you, And so I'll just tell you, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for being out here today. Okay. We keep it rolling, and Joe is up next. Joe, thanks for the call. You're Offsides. Joe, it's time to defend Clemson's honor. What do you got?
All right. So, Mark, I attribute this to during football season, when all of the SEC teams are at home and Alabama's still playing and everyone gets up in arms about the SEC homers, they call us, pulling for Alabama to win the national championship because it's our league. So this is the same thing. And I have three friends in my immediate circle that are all Clemson football fans and Duke basketball fans. And this is all the time.
That is pathetic, Joe.
It is the worst thing ever.
It's
awful. How can you
awful.
Be a Clemson football fan and a Duke basketball fan? It just blows my mind.
Joe, on behalf of ESPN Upstate and on behalf of Offsides, I hereby authorize you to remove the fan card of your three friends, okay? You remove the fan card. They have lost their fan card. What Joe is on here saying right now is that he's got his three closest friends abandon Clemson basketball and cheer for Duke. This is exactly what I was talking about. That is the weakest kind of fan that there is. Joe, God bless you for not being in that horrible category of fan. You ship those fans off to Utah, where sports polygamy is legal. Okay? Will you do that for
me? Thanks, Mark.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. Listen, if anyone is found guilty of sports polygamy, we ship them to Utah, okay? That's where polygamy is legal. That's where we do that. That's how we roll, okay? It is not allowed. I want no part of that, no polygamy. is allowed here in any way, shape, or form. We are live on location having a great time. Want you guys to sign up for our bracket challenge, ESPNUpstate.com. It's brought to you by V's Barbershop. All the great people here have taken such wonderful care of us today. They're a little bit shy as well, and now they're leaving. And it is so fun to be out here. We are having a blast. The weather's perfect. The food is outstanding. I was saying before the break that I have a real problem with not all Clemson fans, but a certain percentage of Clemson fans that are abandoning their basketball team and claiming Duke as their own during the tournament. If you want to be a polygamist, go live in Utah, okay? Because that BS isn't allowed here. Lonzo disagrees with me completely. He says, cheer for whomever you want. Okay, Lonzo, cheat on your team, man. Cheat on your team.
It's not cheating.
That's exactly what it is. We are joined now by listener Tracy, who is here on location with us today as well. Tracy, thank you so much for putting on the headset, and thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. So what is your theory on this? We seem to have reached a compromise on if you are a fan of a major team, okay, maybe you and I are both fans of the Florida Gators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
If you're a fan of a major team, then perhaps you are allowed to root for a little guy.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can root for a Wofford in the tournament if you are a Clemson fan,
yeah,
because Wofford, Furman are right here in the state.
Yeah.
But my take is, if you are a Clemson fan rooting for Duke, you turn in your fan card today.
I think if you're a diehard fan of somebody, I mean, yeah, you can have other teams that, like, you support and stuff, but if you are a diehard fan, I think it's cheating. It's like cheating on a wife or cheating on a husband, you know, if you are a diehard fan and then you go hard for another team. I don't agree with that, but that's my opinion.
Did you hear the words of Tracy, all of you traitorous Clemson fans? Do you hear the words of Tracy? Okay? All of you, shame on you.
Shame
it's like
on
cheat,
you.
It's cheating on your wife, it's cheating on your husband, and it's totally inexcusable, all right? And it just absolutely can't happen anymore. We will not stand for it. If you're a Clemson basketball fan and you're not in the tournament, you deal with it, right? You deal with it. You ride or die with your team, rain or shine, sink or swim, and that is just what you do.
And if your team does not make it, you know, don't flip-flop and go, oh, well, my team didn't make it, so I'm going to ride hard for this team. You stick with your team that you are die hard for and just don't flip-flop. I mean, it's simple as that.
You're not allowed to pick another team, okay? You can't do that. This is infidelity, right?
Exactly.
This is complete and total infidelity, and you're not allowed to do that. So, Tracy, you and I are off to a good start, and here's where it goes downhill. Here's where it goes downhill, unfortunately, okay?
Uh-oh. Give
Tracy,
it to me.
I am not a fan of women's basketball.
Me neither.
I'm not a fan. You either.
No. Nope.
Okay, so here's my deal. I like women's soccer better than men's soccer. I like women's tennis better than men's tennis.
Why? Because it's women? Because you like to look at them? Or is it
because if I'm completely honest with you, that will always be part of it. Okay?
Exactly. You're a man.
But in women's tennis, you have longer rallies than with the men because the men serve 150 miles an hour. The women are about 120. There's more return to the ball, and rallies are fun.
Yeah.
Right? Women's soccer, it's more wide-open style of play than men's style of soccer, right?
So women are ruthless in soccer. I'm telling you right now, women, they will tear you up in soccer.
Well, they tear me up in all elements of my life, but soccer is certainly one of them, right? But chew me up and spit me out, Tracy. I'm telling you what. But here's what I would say. I think softball, and I'm on record as saying this, is the most sexist sport in the world. Why? Because why can't women play baseball?
Exactly.
There's no biological reason.
Exactly.
If you're talking tackle football, I get it. Okay.
Yep.
Childbearing women, maybe not. Tackle football is maybe not the best thing.
Yep.
But why do we change a sport of softball, baseball, and say, hey, we're going to give you this nerfed version of baseball and put you guys in a small sandbox and say, here's your sport. It's softball. On that same token, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Mark Ryan, you said yesterday, what's wrong with basketball in the state of South Carolina? Clemson's not in the tournament. South Carolina's not in the tournament.
Yeah.
The two best players in the tournament, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, both from here, Tracy.
Yep.
Both from here.
Oh, yeah.
They both left to go to other schools. They could be helping the teams here. People called in and said, well, what about the women's team, Mark? What about the women's team? Clemson's in the tournament. South Carolina's a really high seed in the basketball tournament. And women's basketball doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't do it for me. I don't think it's an entertaining product. I don't enjoy watching it on TV. I had a cousin that played college basketball at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So let's you and me and Lonzo and our audience solve this problem. Do you like watching basketball in general, Tracy?
I do, but not women's.
Not women's.
Yeah.
And I do not enjoy, I enjoy it as well, and I don't enjoy the women's. So let's fix the problem. What are you doing?
How are we going to fix the problem?
How are you going to do it?
I don't know.
Why is it boring to you?
It's just not exciting to
me. It's not exciting to you, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, what you got to do, number one, you got to lower the rim to 9 feet. And this is where people are saying, oh, listen to this sexist idiot on the No. There's nothing sexist about it. The slam dunk is the most exciting play in basketball, right?
Yeah.
The alley-oop is one of the most exciting plays in basketball. Why do we take that out of the women's game? Why do we do that? You know, sexism in sports, Tracy, it traces all the way down through tennis as well. There's no – women actually have more endurance than men do.
Yeah.
So why do men play five sets in tennis when women play three? Think back to when they made that rule. Like, there's no difference in endurance between men and women. Women actually – you know, you don't say men run the marathon and women run the half marathon. Women run the marathon and men run the marathon.
It should be equal.
Should be equal. Exactly. Yep. That's exactly right. So, but in terms of the sport of basketball, you want to be able to have all of the plays to create equality in basketball.
Yep.
When you consider that the average height of the female basketball player is 8 inches shorter than the male.
Yeah.
Why don't you play with the same size ball? Why don't you have slam dunks? Why don't you have alley-oops? Why don't you incorporate that to make it a better product that I want to watch?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's sexist. I think if men can do it, women can do it. That just goes back to, like, way back in the day to where they, you know, women are not equal as men. So I think, you know, in sports in general, they should make it all one cohesive thing. Like, if the men can do it, the women can do it. And sometimes the women can do it better than the men. So that's, in my opinion, I don't know if people agree with me, but that's what I think. I think it should be equal.
I completely agree. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Tracy
out here
joining us at the Wings, etc. Great job. Great job by Tracy. There's a new element to March Madness that you haven't fully considered. I'm going to share with you something that'll surprise you, and that's coming your way next. Outside of Wings, etc., Boiling Springs, Spartanburg. I can't figure out if Boiling Springs is the same thing as Spartanburg. If it's different, I'm kind of getting this, kind of getting the wavy hand, like I don't really know from people here. It feels like Spartanburg to me. They say it's Boiling Springs, but whatever it is beautiful. It is fun. The food is awesome. We are having an absolutely great time out here. And shame on all you Clemson fans that are jumping ship to Duke. That's all I've got to say. You're not allowed to do that in college basketball. A check on Twitter where you can get to us at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, M-A-R-C, Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word for Lonzo. Brandon Beasley tweets into the show and says, dude, the same goes for pulling for a conference. Never understood that. I want UNC and Duke to lose in the first round. Brandon Beasley, the arbiter has ruled. You, sir, are allowed to keep your fan card. You, sir, congratulations. Congratulations. Chris Marshall says, I would never root for Duke under any circumstances. Forget that idea. Chris Marshall, the arbiter has ruled. You, sir, are allowed to keep your fan card. Congratulations on that, Chris. Chris Marshall also continues, about a month or so ago, you talked about having to pick who to root for between Clemson and South Carolina. You said you'd make that decision on a later date. Are you still going to do that? Isn't that hypocritical, Mr. Ryan? I am going to reveal to you right now, Chris, because you asked, my answer to that question. Do I need to pick a side between Clemson and South Carolina? The answer to that is no, for the very simple reason of what we're just talking about, that you can't pick multiple teams. My team is Florida, okay? I ride or die for Florida. I ride and die for the orange and blue. Okay? So for me, Florida is the one school, scale of 1 to 10, that gets a 10-level passion. I thought I was going to have a heart attack waiting to hear Florida's seed announced in the NCAA tournament, thinking they were going to leave us out. They ended up giving us a 10 seed. We were the very last team that they showed on the board. Imagine Florida fans around the country like having a heart attack. Oh, my God, they left us out. Oh, my God. Right? Imagine what that's like. But because Florida is my 10-level passion, if you say a 5, if you pick a team, what team is a 5 for me? North Carolina State is a 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, North Carolina State is a 5. And here's why. I have no feeling one way or another whether I want them to win or whether I want them to lose. I have no feeling, right? I'm not farther or away at any side of the ledger. They're right in the middle, right? For me, Clemson and South Carolina are both a 6 or a 7. I both kind of want them to do well, honestly. That's honestly how I feel in my heart, right? So I can't go against that because I'm a Florida guy. I think Clemson being in the college football playoff is fascinating. I think when South Carolina beats Clemson in football this year, that's also going to be fascinating. That is, of course, my prediction. That will be happening this year. South Carolina will upset Clemson in football this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.